The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I'll start. Craig, just wanted to ask about Walker and Patrick, your thoughts on the two signings and the kind of where things stand with the pitching staff.
Sure. Obviously excited about both. Know that with Sandoval, he's not going to be able to pitch, for the first half of the season, but felt like it was an opportunity to bring in a left-handed starter who's got a track record of success and recent success. And we saw some opportunities to help optimize the repertoire and feel like it was a chance to think not just about the short term, but the longer term as well. And then with Walker, we're getting a championship pedigree, a multiple-time All-Star, multiple-time World Series champion. And I think we saw in the postseason last year, some really an uptick in stuff and some indicators that we feel like he's primed for a great 2025, specifically shape of the fastball, shape of the curveball, back to kind of when he was at his best. And so we're really excited about adding him to the rotation.
Frank, how do you feel about the rotational depth as a whole? And do you feel like you're set in terms of that depth moving into the season?
Yeah, so we feel good about the depth. I think last year we had a number of guys take a step forward, whether that was Tanner, Cutter, Brian, but also realized that as guys got hurt, struggled a bit, needed to skip starts, there was at times a significant drop off in talent in terms of depth that we needed to call on, and feel like we're really well positioned, not just in five or six kind of established starters, but also guys like Criswell, who was really good for us last year, and then we saw what Richard Fitz was able to do in the month of September. Quinn Priester is a guy we're really excited about. Dobbins, who was just added to the 40-man. So feel like we've got not just five or six starters, but maybe 8 to 10. I'll stop short of saying that we're set, because this thing can be unpredictable, and we're always looking for opportunities to add depth and improve the team. But we've got to feel pretty good about where we are right now.
Craig, at this point, what do you feel like are your needs to complete the roster, or at least get the roster to where you want to be going into spring training?
Yeah, so I think we're, given that most of the heavy lifting in the rotation is largely done, I think we'll shift our focus to thinking about how to balance out the lineup. We've talked about some, right-handed bat helping to equalize the significant number of left-handed hitters that we have. And then also, we'll probably look to add in the bullpen as well.
Where do you see the right-handed bat being a fit in defensively? How do you think that can work?
Yeah, I think there's a number of paths that could take. I think obviously, in infield, there are some opportunities. I think positional versatility will help us, the ability to play the outfield a bit. I think there's just, it's hard to narrowly typecast this. I think we'll be open-minded, and ultimately what we're after is just an improvement to the roster. And I think that could take a number of forms.
Is there the potential that that right-handed bat would slot into third base? And are you open to Devers potentially playing first or DHing?
Yeah, so I feel like that's come up a bunch. And Raffy is our third baseman. He's having a really productive offseason. Saw him a couple weeks ago. Looks great. Feels great. Really optimistic about what we're going to get out of him. He's talked about coming to Fort Myers early this year and really focusing on getting himself ready to have a great season. That said, we'll be open-minded. We'll be creative in terms of how we put together the best roster. But as things stand right now, Raffy's our third baseman.
How do you look at the catching situation? Is Narvi, as you think he's your backup right now, or are you still maybe trying to find somebody else? How do you look at that?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that we're really excited about, and you know what we saw out of him in winter ball, I think only enhances or reinforces that. We think he's a great complement to Connor, but that doesn't mean that we'll stop looking. But I think we brought Narvi in because of what he brings offensively, but also more specifically in terms of pitch framing, receiving. Feel really good about that, and also really excited about what Connor is going to do. I've spoken to him a number of times. He's had a chance to work pretty closely with some of our catching instructors at home in Houston this offseason, and he's really excited about what he thinks 2025 can bring for him.
Craig, why did the 1 year structure with Bueller make the most sense for both sides?
Yeah, so I think given the success that he had late in the season, and the fact that he's still 30 and has a track record of being an elite pitcher, I think I don't want to speak exclusively for him, but the chance to come to Boston to compete on this stage, and then kind of platform for whatever is next lined up with, feeling like, given the depth that we have amassed, some of the names that I mentioned earlier, the chance to bring in someone like Walker, who's got this tremendous upside, but obviously has struggled to stay on the field over the last couple of years. I think it gave us a chance to take a really good rotation and potentially catapult it into an elite level.
As far as the rotation goes, have you guys given any thought to whether you're going to aim for a five man or a six man, given the number of guys you have who could contribute right away?
Yeah, so I think we have had some conversations, Alex, Bales, and I. We've batted around some ideas. I think we'll need to get to spring training, see how everyone reports, and make a decision from there. But we're very, very open to a number of solutions. I don't think it's possible to have too much starting pitching depth, and we know we're going to call on more than just five guys, whether that's right out of the gates or at some point during the season. But the schedule early in the season potentially lends itself to maybe using a sixth starter, but it doesn't make a ton of sense to make that decision right now. I think we'll continue to communicate with each other. We'll be open-minded, and we'll see how spring training proceeds.
Craig, Tristan.
I'm sorry.
Tristan Casas's name has come up in trade rumors. How would you define your commitment to him? And is he being shopped or has he been brought up? How would you categorize those discussions?
Yeah, this is something that I was asked about. I think it was at the winter meetings as well, and I'm not totally sure where it comes from. We're not shopping Tristan. We see him as a guy that can hit in the middle of the lineup for a really long time here in Boston. Obviously, plus power, plus strike zone judgment, ability to get on base, and someone that I don't think we've seen the best of. He obviously missed a number of months during the season, and so we're really excited for him to be completely healthy. He's had a full healthy off season, and when you have really good young players, I don't think it's surprising that other teams would ask about them. But I've seen some of the speculation about what deals may or may not have existed, or what may or may not have been proposed. And there was nothing that was remotely close. We're certainly not shopping him.
Craig, are you planning to meet Sasaki in January?
Right. So without getting too specific into the details of any individual pursuit, we had not been granted a meeting earlier, but hope to stay involved and stay engaged. And obviously, we would welcome the chance to present why we think Boston could be a great environment.
Just to make clarified, you send like a presentation or submitting all those things, and after that, did you any answer back from the agent?
Again, without kind of getting into the specifics, we've pitched why we feel like Boston is a great environment for MPB pitchers to come over. We could, speak to our track record of success. But ultimately, it's not our decision, and we will we'll obviously be ready and available to pitch the organization if we get that opportunity.
So right now you're just waiting
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Go ahead, Brownie.
I was just going to say, Alex Bregman remains kind of a bigger name that's out there in free agency. Can you say if if you're still engaged with him or if you still have interest in him to fill that right-handed bat spot?
Yeah, as you probably can imagine, I'm not going to speak, about specific pursuits. I can say that right-handed bats that we feel like could play well at our park are certainly of interest to us, and we remain engaged in on a number of fronts. And at the end of the day, I'm trying to build the best roster that I possibly can, and we need to be willing to pursue any path that gets us there.
Craig, to that question, how important do you think it is to have not just a right-handed hitter or another right-handed hitter, but an impactful right-handed hitter, somebody you can hit in the middle of the lineup and provide you some power?
Yeah, so I think in a perfect world we're getting elite level production from a right-handed bat out of the middle of the lineup. I think it stretches out the lineup, it balances out guys like Jaren and Rafi and Tristan and Moss and others. But I also think that production could come from a number of places. There are guys internally that may be willing to maybe able to take a step forward, and we're certainly also engaged in conversations for players that aren't yet in the organization.
Craig, you
Do you
touched
see?
briefly at the start, but just in terms of Sandoval, where exactly is he rehabbing right now? I know you don't set timelines, but at what stage is he at right now?
Yeah, so we think that in the second half he should be able to return. Exactly what that looks like, I don't think it would make a ton of sense to speculate on. But by all accounts, the procedure was straightforward. He's making a ton of progress, and we're hopeful that he's going to impact this team in the second half. And I think having starting pitching depth, especially quality starting pitching depth that is potentially available in the second half, when candidly we've struggled over the last couple of years there. I think could certainly be a boost, and then being able to pencil him into the rotation next year, makes this an even better move for us.
Craig, where are you projecting Cedán Rafaela to play this season? Do you see him predominantly as center fielder, second baseman, and along those lines? Do you look at Roman Anthony as somebody that is ready to contribute at the major league level?
Yeah, so without question, Sedan's versatility is a huge asset. The defensive floor at multiple positions makes him a really, really functional piece on a roster. But I think we all see it similarly. That if Sedan plays center field every day, he's likely to challenge for a gold glove. I mean, the things that he's able to do in center field are pretty spectacular. And I'm not sure we saw the best of him even defensively because of the fact that he was switching back and forth between center and shortstop. And so I think he's a guy that we will try to keep in center as much as possible. And with the emergence of guys like Hamilton and hopefully Vaughn being healthy and Christian Campbell, who can also bounce around, feel like we have some infield depth. And then with guys like Christian and Roman and Marcelo and others, we'll see. I don't think it makes a ton of sense in December to speculate as to who's going to be on our opening day roster. There's a lot of offseason left, but Roman has accomplished a ton in a short amount of time in the minor leagues. And we feel really lucky that he's part of this organization, and he and others are likely to impact our big league team at some point in 2025. But beyond that, I don't think it makes a ton of sense to guess as to exactly when.
Could you tell me the Massa's rehabilitation planning in January? He's coming back to Boston before the spring
Yes.
training.
Yeah, so he's been in Boston rehabbing, went home for the holidays. We'll be back in January. He's making a ton of progress, and again, it's really hard to nail down a specific date when he'll be completely healthy, but feel like he should be swinging in spring training, potentially ready for opening day, and then we'll figure out in what capacity that will be.
As far as other guys who are working, sorry. As far as other guys who are working their way back, do you have any update on where things stand with like Liam, I think Lucas said he's doing pretty well. Garrett, how are those guys all progressing?
Yeah, all of those guys are doing well. Liam, you know, I think if we were in the postseason last year, he would have been pushing really, really hard to pitch in games. But obviously, given that we weren't, it just made the most sense for him to go into the offseason feeling healthy and confident, but not pushing it. He's been throwing bullpens. He feels really, really good. So we expect him to have a normal spring training. Both Lucas and Garrett are operating on pretty similar timelines here, both making a ton of progress, rehabbing in Fort Myers, and both working really, really hard. So, you know, again, I'm very, very conscious of putting a firm date out there, because, you know, the second someone doesn't meet it, the speculation is there was some type of setback. But both are making great progress, and we anticipate them being healthy for a bulk of 2025, if not the entirety.
Yeah, Craig, circling back to the six-man rotation, you said it's been discussed and you said it's really too early to make a decision. But where are you philosophically on six-mans, given that trying to optimize pitcher health is a big reason teams do it?
Yeah, I mean, philosophically, I am supportive of anything we can do to keep, you know, our best players on the field performing at a really high level. And this potentially could be one of them. You know, it necessitates particular construction of bullpen as well, right? We need to have relievers who are capable of throwing multiple innings. I think we have that when you think about guys like Winkowski, guys like Whitlock, who has done this in the past, Criswell, who kind of bounced back and forth between the rotation and the bullpen. And so, you know, I do think that we're well positioned to implement a six-man rotation if that's the direction that we want to go.
Craig, question on the bullpen. Do you see Garrett Whitlock moving into that type of role, A, and B, from a philosophical standpoint, do you feel like there's a need to have a defined closer, or will you have guys the pitch to leverage and matchups given the strengths that certain guys have?
Yeah, I mean, I think first with Whit, you know, we want to strike the right balance of keeping him healthy and maximizing his contributions to the team. I think one path to doing that is, you know, making sure that he's got kind of a leverage bulk role out of the pen. It's you know, we've seen him have a ton of success in that role in the past, and it doesn't just mean that he's pitching when the team is, you know, up significantly or down significantly, but he can find himself in leverage innings. So that will certainly be part of the conversation. We'll see how things go through spring training, but that's likely where we are right now. And then as it relates to clearly defining a closer role, we obviously have a number of guys that have had a ton of success as closers in the past, and we've got, you know, a guy like Slayton who we all think is capable. We'll see how things unfold in spring training, and you know, guys know that there will be competition to pitch in the back end of games, and that's, I think, how you build the best bullpens.
Craig, regarding your off-season strategy of acquiring players for next year's team, how mindful are you of payroll when it comes to your strategy in the off-season?
I mean, I think I'm always mindful of payroll to some degree, but I think mostly I'm rooted in making, you know, kind of good, consistent, disciplined decisions that are going to put a better product on the field for our fans, and also, you know, ensure that to the extent possible, we can keep one eye on the short term and one eye on the long term. And I think, you know, we've talked a lot about making more decisive, aggressive actions so that we can put a team on the field that's capable of winning the division. I think thus far, our actions have largely, you know, demonstrated that, whether that's bringing in Crochet, signing Bueller. Those are certainly transactions that we think are going to improve our 2025 team, but then we can also point to a move like Sandoval that we think is going to have maybe a lesser impact on 25, but should position us really well in 26.
And regarding the word discipline, is there any aversion to long-term deals?
No, No, I think you know, we've been engaged in certain pursuits that would have required long-term deals. For one reason or another, those haven't worked out. I look at discipline as you know, kind of finding the right balance between you know, what a player could add to the team and what potentially the opportunity costs or what that shuts us out from, both in terms of playing time, roster fit, etc. And so I think we try to balance all of those things anytime we make a decision.
Do you expect to push past the luxury tax threshold this year?
I don't think it makes a ton of sense to get into those specifics. I think I'm going to try to build the best team that I possibly can.
And our last question, I promise, is there any chance that your payroll will be lower this year?
I don't know. I'm certainly not making decisions to build the best baseball team with, you know, whether or not we would have a higher or lower payroll than last year in mind. I know we've got resources to put a team on the field that we think is capable of winning the division and making a deep postseason run. And you know, I think we've all been quite outspoken about recognizing that that's what our fans deserve.
Thank you.
Greg, at this point, do you consider the offseason to have been successful, or does that hinge on improving the offense?
You know, I think we should judge whether or not an offseason was successful probably next year at this time, because you know, going into a season, you know, we try to acquire the most talent we can, and we also need to ensure that we're developing the talent that we do have. So an offseason, I understand, is typically judged by, you know, the transactions, right? But ultimately, you know, I think if we have the season that we want, then we had a good offseason, and if we don't, then we probably didn't. So there is still work to be done. The offseason's not over. So I just think it makes the most sense to evaluate down the road.
With the caveat that you still obviously want to add the right-handed bat, do you feel the team is positioned from a roster standpoint to win a division?
I do. You know, I think we had you know, we had a top 10 offense last year, and we did so. Obviously, we lost Tyler, but we also, you know, had months missing from Tristan, from Story. You know, Vaughn Grissom was banged up all season. Hamilton missed time late in the year. So I'm not sure we got the most or had the best out of the guys that we do have. But I think, you know, what we really lacked was kind of the impact front of the rotation starter that could pitch alongside guys like Tanner and Bayo and Cutter. And then also the depth, so that when you know, when Pivetta missed time or when we had to skip a start from Tanner, you know, we were trying to piece together innings, and unfortunately that didn't go particularly well for us in the second half. And so right now, I think not only have we improved the quality of the starting rotation, but also the depth. And some of that will bleed into the bullpen. And so, you know, guys who might otherwise take on starting roles, you know, will find themselves potentially in the bullpen in leverage situations. And so I think overall, you know, we're pleased with where the pitching staff is right now, and recognize that there's still some offseason in front of us.